And choice words is what our next piece is all about. In fact, it's a story in Let's Talk about a book called, yes, you've guessed it, Let's Talk. Here's Jane to tell you about it.
They are forever changing, the words we speak and nowadays tap out on our phones and our computers. Certain expressions come and go, and we have people, often politicians, who can waffle on for ages without actually saying anything or answering a question they were asked. There appears to be an art in not answering a question. They must be taught how to avoid the issue at all and never admit that they've made a mistake. They sometimes answer a question by saying, "So, good question," and then move on to the subject they actually want to talk about. And boy, we have to be more careful than ever in what we say in our ever-changing, complicated and at times confusing 21st century. I wonder what those who went before us would think of Twitter, Facebook and the like, where words tapped on a screen in the heat of the moment are spun around the world to be read by millions of people. What we say, why we say it and how it's changed over the years makes for interesting reading. If you love the English language and the art of conversation, I recommend the new book Let's Talk by David Crystal, a writer, editor, lecturer and broadcaster on language. It's written in such an entertaining and informative way, and it makes us stop and think before we speak. He asks and answers questions such as, why do people interrupt each other? Does it take two to have a conversation? How do children learn to have a conversation, and why do some conversations break down? What makes a really good conversation, and what's the difference between offline and online conversations? And this is not as daft as it sounds, will robots ever be able to have a natural conversation with us? When it comes to conversations, we can have banter, blether, chaff, chat, chatter and chitter-chatter, not forgetting a bit of a conflab. Then there's a heads-up, heart-to-heart, hint, hot air or jabber, maybe a jaw, a jeer, a jest, a joke, a natter, a parley, a powwow, a prattle, a ramble, rant or rave, or even a spot of small talk, a tattle, some tete-a-tete, or a good old-fashioned yak, or perhaps a laid-back yarn. Author David certainly gives us something to think about as he investigates the exchange of words and the topics we talk about, from the lockdown to the weather. But in these days of mobile phones and the various online devices, is the art of conversation dying out? David thinks not. Back in the 70s, it was feared that children watching too much television would have poor conversation skills. And today, texting, he says, may well be a different kind of conversation, but it is conversation nonetheless. It's fluent, intelligent, and appropriate. He traces the emergence of the modern vocal sense, exploring conversation cards and conversation suites. Remember those mouth-watering love hearts with the little message? One word could melt or break a young heart.
Thank you, Jane. It's certainly fascinating how the way we communicate with each other has changed beyond recognition over the years.